我们今天晚上继续要看启示录第二十章。
Tonight we'll continue to look into Revelation chapter 20.
上次我就说到，在头一次的在那些属神的人的复活的里面。
Last time when I mentioned about the first group of the resurrection, those who belong to God.
我们没有很有把握的知道。旧约的圣徒究竟是在哪一个时候复活？
We have not firmly grasped indeed when would the saints in the Old Testament be risen.
那主也没有很明确的给我们看见他在这一方面说了什么话。
And the Lord has not clearly revealed to us his words regarding this area.
刚过了主日，我收到一封信。
But just this past Lord's Day, I received a letter.
我不知道是谁写的一个小字条。
I don't know who wrote this little note to me.
大概我不知道是不是因为回应刚才我提到的旧约的人的复活的时间。
I don't know if it was in response to the, as I mentioned before, the timing of those in the saints in the Old Testament when they're risen.
那个字条上的话是这样说：挪亚是世人，又是。是义人，是完全人，并与神同行。
And in the note it says that Noah was a righteous man and that he will walk with God.
然后就列了两处的经文，一处是以赛亚书二十六章的十九节二十节。
And one is references in Isaiah chapter 26 verses 19 and 20.
一处是但以理书十二章的第一节到第三节。
And the other reference is in the book of Daniel, chapter 12 chapter, verses 1 and 2.
那么这两处的经文都是讲到幕后的时候的复活的事。
Now these two verses speak of the resurrection in the last days.
所以我猜写这个字条的人就好像要帮助，大概有些是来帮助我，或者是来说一下一个。会不会是在这两节经文里边提到那个旧约的人复活呢？
And so I gather the one who wrote this note was to help me to gather if these two verses were speaking on the timing when the saints in the Old Testament would be risen.
不过如果我们细细读这那两处的经文，我们晓得这两处都是预言将来的复活的。
And as we do read into those two verses carefully, we know they areprophesying about the resurrection to come.
并没有接触到旧约的人的复活的事。
But yet it did not come into contact with the matter of the saints being risen in the Old Testament.
所以严格的说起来，对于旧约的圣徒们的什么时候复活，我们还是没有把握。
And so strictly speaking, still, we do not have assurance when is the exact time of the saints in the Old Testament that they will be risen.
不过我们有一件事情可以肯定的。
But there's one thing that we're assured of.
反正在第一次复活里边有份的人都是蒙福的。
And that blessed are they who have part in the first resurrection.
不管他是在教会被提的那个时候复活也好。
Whether they are risen at the time that the church is raptured.
或者是在灾难期末了的时候复活也好，
or that at the end of the tribulation, that is when they will be risen.
这都在头一次的复活里。
This is all in the part of the first group of resurrection.
都是蒙福的。
And truly they are blessed.
那么现在我们从回到那个二十章里边去的时候，
And so now as we return to chapter 20,
在那里就说到撒旦暂时被释放出来。
And there it says that Satan shall be loosedFor a period.
他带动了在地上最后的一次对神的背叛。
And he will lead the last revolt against God on earth.
那有一个事情，我想我们还是要把它提一提的。
And I think there's still a matter that we need to make mention of.
然后我们才能更好的掌握为什么国度过了，人还会。在神面前有悖逆。
Then we can fully grasp then why is it that even after the millennium, after the kingdom, that man would still rebel against God.
那弟兄姊妹留意第八节。
Now brothers and sisters, pay attention to verse 8.
七节就说到那一千年完了，撒旦要暂时给释放出来。
Verse 7 says that when the thousand years shall expire, Satan shall be loosed for a period.
啊，那出来做什么呢？
And what will he do when he's set
free? 他是要迷惑地上四方的列国。
He is to deceive the nations which are in the four quarters of the earth.
啊，那地上四方的列国是哪一些人呢？
And so who are they that are at the four corners of the earth?
底下就说了。
And then it tells us.
就是哥哥和马哥。
And which is Gog and Magog.
那我们就要问了。
And then we must ask.
那哥哥跟马哥是什么人？
Then we have to ask, who are these people, Gog and Magog?
那这个地方的地上四方的列国。
And so,
就是他们，那他们究竟是什么人？
And so the nations which are in the four quarters of the earth, and it is they, Gog and Magog, who are they then?
那弟兄姊妹们，我们看这一段，看到这个哥哥和马哥的时候，
And so brothers and sisters, as we look at this Gog and Magog,
我们就要串联到以西结书去了。
Then we have to connect, to the book of Ezekiel.
因为只有以斯结书才解释这两个人的来历。
Because only the book of Ezekiel tells us of the origin of these two people.
那在以斯结书三十八章和三十九章这两章里边就提到这个哥哥和马格。
And in Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39, it speaks of these two individuals, Gog and Magog.
那这两个人要说清楚这个了。
Now I have to speak clearly on this.
这两个可能是指着两个很大的国家。
Now these two can, on the one hand, speak of two very great nations.
但是同时，它又是指着那两个国家的领袖。
But also at the same time, it also speaks of the two leaders of these two nations.
那我们先来留意一下。
Now let us first pay attention.
究竟地上这个哥哥和马哥是在什么地方？
Then where indeed is this place, Gog and Magog on earth?
那弟兄姊妹们，你可以把圣经翻到后边的地图里头去。
Now brothers and sisters, if you would turn to your map at the back of your Bibles.
那你就有一个地图可以给我们有一点的提示。
And there would be a map that will give you some idea.
那是在应该是第几个地图啊？第一个地图。
It should be the first map.
后边的第一个地图。
It should be the first map in the back of the Bible.
那就说到挪亚的后裔分散在全地的时候，那个地图。
And that is of the ancient world when Noah and his descendants were scattered upon the earth.
那在哪里呢？
Where is it?
一共有那一页，那两页并起来的，一共有四个地图。
And when those two pages are put together, there are four maps.
我们看当中上头的那一个。
Now, if we look at the upper part,
那里就是挪亚后裔分居地图。
And that is, it should be titled maybe, the scattered, places of the descendants of Noah.
Now, 你就看到一个在当，也就是在当中这个图的当中最顶上面。
And so at the very center of this map at the top,
你就看到马格了。
Then you will see Magog.
那马格就是在那个地方。
And so Magog is at that place.
但是哥哥在什么地方呢？
Then where is Gog?
这个地图里头没有马哥哥。
There's it's not shown on this map Gog.
但是这个地图里边呢，就有好几个其他的地名。
But there are other names in this map.
那我只给弟兄姊妹先来留意。
Now I will point it out first for brothers and sisters pay attention to.
一个叫做米色。
And one is
米色。
Misa.
那它就是在哥马格的我们就见看的是在它右边。
And so if we look at it from this way from the map, it will be on the right of Magog.
还有那米色的底下呢，你看到有一个叫做土巴。
And if you look under Misa, there is a place tuba.
那比如说你晓得，你先记住这几个地名。
Now brothers and sisters, remember these names first.
从地理上来说，你看到这一区。
And so on the region, the map, you see this area.
那这一区是现在的什么地方呢？
And so what is it present day?
是现在的土耳其。 土耳其啊，跟这个叙利亚，跟这个伊拉克啊。
And so that is the present day Turkey, Syria, and Iraq.
那就现在的这一带的地方。
And so that is the region of the modern day.
那我们先记住这几个名字。
And so let us first remember those names.
然后弟兄姊妹，你就翻到。 以西结书第38章去了。
Then brothers and sisters, now if you would turn to Ezekiel chapter 38.
那在以西结书的38章里，
And so in Ezekiel chapter 38
跟39章
and 39，
我们留意， 这两章所记载的事， 就是说到末后的时候， 那个征战的事。
If we pay attention, that speaks of the matters of the last war, the matter of that.
过去人都认以为这38、39是指着那个哈米吉多顿的战事。
Now many in the past would think these two chapters are speaking of the Battle of Armageddon.
但是我们如果细细去看的时候，
But then if we read carefully,
恐怕这里还不是指着阿米吉多顿。
It's probably that this area here is not speaking of the battle at Armageddon.
这里所指着的就是那一千年国度完了，地上最末后的是悖逆的那一场的大战。
But it's speaking of that great battle here after the 1,000 years has expired, the last revolt.
不过原则上是一样的。
But in principle, it is the same.
都是说到末后的时候的事。
It is speaking of the things shortly to come.
那弟兄姊妹先来留意38章第一节。
Now, brothers and sisters, if you first notice chapter 38, verse 1.
耶和华的话临到我说，人子啊，你要面上马格地的哥哥，就是罗斯米色土巴的王，发预言攻击他。
And the
说主耶和华如此说，罗斯米色土巴的王哥哥啊，我与你为敌。And
the Lord of and the word of the Lord came unto me saying, Son of man, set thy face against Gog in the land of Magog, the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal, and prophesy against them, and say, Thus said the Lord God, Behold, I am against thee, O Gog, the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal.
然后继续看下去，第四节，我必用钩子钩住你的衰傻，调转你，将你和你的军兵马匹马兵带出来，都披挎整齐，成了大队，有大小盾牌和拿刀剑，波斯人、古斯人和佛人，各拿盾牌头上戴盔，割灭人和他的军队北方急促的。 陀加马族和他的军队，这许多国的民都同着你。
That's from verse 4 to verse 6.
然后底下就说到他们到以色列地了。
And then later on it tells us that they have gathered together into the land of Israel.
就攻打以色列了。
And that they will attack Israel.
就是说到那时候的以色列啊，乃是一个无城墙的乡村。 是这个非常安静的地方。
And it speaks of the land of Israel, how it is a land of peace without city walls.
那如果从这些话看来，
Now if we just look at it from these words,
这个以西结38、39 只做国度后的那一次的叛乱的成分就要比哈米吉多顿。
Now, if we look at the content of these two chapters, then we realize that as it speaks of the probability of it speaking on the last war at, after the 1,000 years is more highly than speaking of the Battle of Armageddon.
Now,
brothers and sisters, if you look at the land and the kings, Now, Gog is the prince of the land of Magog.
那马格地就包括了，是一个大地区，里边还包括了那许许多多的小地，小国家。
And so Magog is a large area that includes many small nations within it.
那这样给我们看到一件事情。
And so here it shows us.
那现在看地上的事，好像中东的问题是很不简单。
And so now when you look at the present time in the Middle East, it is not simple at all.
但是从圣经的预言上面去留意啊，中东的地区的那个混乱啊，恐怕不是在现在到了一个严重的地步。
That the confusion in the region of the Middle East may not be most severe presently.
真正的严重还是在国度末了。
But as it is prophesied that it's the most severe time would be at the end of the kingdom.
对于这两章圣经啊，过去啊，有很多人，有这样的看法。
And in the past, many would view these two chapters in this way.
我也曾经受这一种看法的影响。
And I once was also influenced by this way of viewing these two chapters.
但是不过很久很久以前，我就没有再接受那种看法。
But then, yet, very long time ago, I have not longer been influenced with that view anymore.
自从主怜悯，让我们一些弟兄们看见关乎幕后的事情，绝对不能拿现在发生的事来跟他连起来。
And so by the mercy of the Lord, he has shown some brethren in that we realize you cannot use the matters to come and connect it with the matters currently.
所以从好多年前，我自己也就放弃了平常有不少人这样说的那种体会。
And so many years ago, I already forsook this understanding that many ascribe to about these two chapters.
那些弟兄们怎么体会呢？
And so how did these brethren understand these two chapters?
他说这个马格啊，哥格啊，就是指着前苏联。
And so they're speaking about Magog and Gog speaks of the former Soviet Union.
那个时候就说起来又好像很像。
And so as they were speaking on it, it seemed very possible.
因为看这里这个动作啊，他就是反对神嘛。
Because when we see the action here, they just rebel against God.
但是看地理环境啊，就有点保留了。
But then when we look at the geography, then there's some reservation.
刚才已经看了那个地图了。
Because brothers and sisters already saw the map.
那里所提到这个地方啊，还没有上到那么高。
That the area that I'm speaking of is not that area of the former Soviet Union.
只不过是现在的土耳其、伊拉克、那个叙利亚这一带。
But it's only in the current land of the region of Iraq, Syria, and Turkey.
但是我们回到那，我特别提到这一个事情。原因在哪里呢？
Now, what is my reason for especially mentioning this matter?
那么三十八章这里就提到这个哥格地的王马格。
Because
马格地的王哥格。
Because here it speaks of Gog, the prince of the land of Magog.
说到他怎样来反对以色列，围困以色列。
When it speaks of how he rebelled against Israel, how he surrounded Israel.
然后弟兄姊妹留意十七节。
Now brothers and sisters, you pay attention to verse 17.
他主耶和华如此说，我在古时借我的仆人以色列的先知所说的，就是你吗？
That said the Lord God, art thou he of whom I have spoken in old time by my servants the prophets of Israel?
那弟兄姊妹，你留意这主，但是先知说出神以后会说的那一句话。
Now, brothers and sisters, if you pay attention, the prophets speak here, spoke the words which God will say.
乃是说，神老早就已经指着马格哥格这个人啊，这个先知说了很多的话。
That long ago has spoken many words through the prophets regarding this person, Gog.
那么现在到了最幕后的时候。
And so now, at the very end.
那一个真的哥哥真的出来了。
That true God has come about.
那神就对他说
And so God said to him,
我从上古以来一直所说有一个人要来反对我来反对我的选民现在出来了就是你了
I have spoken of all of a person who will come out to rebel against me against my people and that is you
那因此弟兄们你留意到
Then brothers and sisters pay attention
回到启示录二十章
Now when we return to Revelation chapter 20
你看到当那一个撒旦给释放出来的时候
You see after Satan was set free
他就鼓动了这个哥格和马格
He came to incite Gog and Magog
那究竟这个哥格和马格 是指的什么呢
And so in fact then what is Gog and Magog pointing at
那我们回到我们来到那个以西结书的时候
Now when we turn to Ezekiel
我们就看到一个事实
Then we see this fact
哥格
Gog
是将来被你神的那一个集团的首领这一点是肯定的
We are assured of this that God is the leader of the organization that will rebel against God in the future
但是这一个人
But this person
老早老早神就已经用着他的名字来发出过预言
Long time ago of old God has already used his name as a prophecy
那因此这个哥格或者说马格这个名字啊它里面就有一个代表的意思
And so therefore this name Gog and Magog There is a meaning to it
那个代表什么意思呢
And what does that meaning represent
代表从古到今那些在神面前立定主义要与神对抗的人
And so it represents that of old until now Those have already willed determined to rebel against God
在古时预言的时候说到这些人就说马格哥格
when God prophesies against these people he called them Gog and Magog
到了启示录的最末了的时候那一次的悖逆的首领圣经就是指着他说马格哥格
and so even at the end of Revelation when he reveals and speaks of these people it calls them again Gog and Magog
那这个我们从以西结书上面我们就找到一点的在体会上的帮助
And so here from Ezekiel we can find some points of reference that can help us
他们是说到他们可以说是在历史上出现过的人
And so you can say that there are those who have already appeared in history
但是也是在最末后的时候出现的人
But there are also beings that will once again appear in Revelation at the end
在历史上出现的时候他是以个人的身份就是一个抵挡神的人的那个首领这样来出现
And so in the past history when they appeared as an individual as a leader of a group that rebels against God
但是到了国度末了的时候你就看见
But at the end of the kingdom you see
哥格和马格就不再是个人了
Gog and Magog no longer is just an individual
那是一个整体 一个整体
But it is a body, a corporate body
那你留意那里怎么说呢
And so if you notice what it says there
释放出来你和地上四方的列国
To set free to deceive the nations on all four quarters of the earth
就是马格和哥格
And that is Gog and Magog
我们就看到二十章的时候那个马格和哥格就成了一个大队了一个团体了
And so we can see then chapter 20 in Revelation Gog and Magog has become a big company a big band
但是在旧约里边预言说到指着个人来说也好启示录里面指着一个大团体来说也好
So whether in the Old Testament when it speaks of them as an individual in the New Testament Revelation when it speaks of them as a corporate body
我们从其中看到他们的共同点
We can see the similar point with them
那个共同点就是与神为敌
And that is to oppose God
所以神也明明地宣告说我也与你为敌
And so God clearly also proclaimed that you are also my enemy
那然后到了以西结的三十九章
And so now in Ezekiel chapter 39
我们了解这一段话的预言再回头看那个启示录二十章呢我们会看得更明确一点
If we first have an understanding of the prophecy here then when we return to Revelation chapter 20 we can be more clear
我们说这个马格和哥格他们是对付神的
We say that Gog and Magog is to deal against God
他们是抵挡神的
That they oppose God
39章我们也念一两处的经文。
Let us read a few verses in chapter
39. 第一节
Verse 1.
原子啊，你要向哥格华预言攻击他，说主耶和华如此说，罗斯米色土巴的王哥格啊，我与你为敌，我必调转你，领你前往，使你从北方的极处上来，带你到以色列的山上。我必从你左手打落你的弓，从你右手打掉你的箭。
That's from verse 1 to verse 3.
然后底下就说到他们失败了，那么他们呢就成了各样的鸟那个鸟类和田野的野兽的食物了，那就和那个神的大筵席，你看就牵连上那个关系了。
And so then you can see, then it says after they have failed and defeated, they became devoured by the beasts of the field and the ravenous birds of every sort, then that is connected with the great feast of God.
那然后底下不用说了，你注意有两三有两句话。
Then brothers and sisters, you pay attention, there are some words to come.
那是在第六节的当中。
That is in the middle of verse 6.
当神这样做过了以后，
After God has done this,
神在那里就说了，
God says,
他们就知道我是耶和华，
and they shall know that I am the Lord.
然后第七节那里又说了一些话，
and then verse 7 says,
第七节说，我要在我民以色列中显出我的圣名，也不容我的圣名再被亵渎，列国人就知道我是耶和华。
So will I make my holy name known in the midst of my people Israel, and I will not let them pollute my holy name anymore, and the heathen shall know that I am the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，你特别要注意这个话。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention to this.
也不容我的圣名再被亵渎。
That I will no longer let my holy name be polluted.
那也就是说，到了那一个时候。
That is also to say at that time.
神的名就永远被高举，不再有给亵渎的时间了。
But the name of God will be exalted forever, no longer blasphemed anymore.
因为到那个时候，列国人都知道我是耶和华。
Because at that time, the heathen shall know that I am the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，你留意我们的主这样的宣告啊，只有在马格和哥格的这一次的悖逆结束了以后。
Now, brothers and sisters, take note that this proclamation of the Lord only appears after the revolt of Gog and Magog. Because we can only see this condition in new heaven and new earth.
So, if we read the启示录的二十章的那一个哥格和马格的最后的被绊的时候，
and so as we read of the last revolt of Gog and Magog in Revelation,
我们对照着以西结书38、39这两章来读，我们就会把那个确实的情形可以掌握到一点。
Now if we read it at the same time with Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39, then it will be easier for us to grasp some matters.
因为我们现在是读那个启示录，所以这对以西结这两章的圣经我们就不详细去看。
And so now because we're looking into Revelation, we won't look into detail of these two chapters in Ezekiel.
但弟兄姊妹们，你要确实的掌握的这个事实，那你回家以后你必须要好好的把这两章看了。
But brothers and sisters, if you were to go home and read closely these two chapters and take a full grasp of it,
然后你就很清楚地知道国度后的那个背叛是怎么的一回事。
Then brothers and sisters, then you'll realize even more than the matter concerning the last revolt at the end of the kingdom.
那好，那关乎撒旦的最后的一次的悖逆，我们就提到这里为止。
And so this is where we'll end in sharing upon the last revolt of Satan.
那现在我们要往前去继续看，那撒旦悖逆结束了以后，鼓动全地的人悖逆结束了以后，那事情又继续怎样的发生呢？
And so now we'll look into how the events will unfold after Satan has deceived the nations for them to revolt.
那弟兄姊妹，你现在可以看到一件事情。
Now, brothers and sisters, you can see one thing now.
当撒旦被释放出来， 所带来的那个悖逆的结果。
The result of the revolt that's brought about after Satan was set free.
你可以看到，那个与神为敌的所有的那个因素。
Then you can see all the factors that oppose God.
全都完结了。
They have completely all come to an end.
敌基督跟假先知老早就去了。
Now the Antichrist and the false prophet long ago has been cast into the lake of fire.
那些不能进国度的山羊也老早到了火湖。
And those goats that cannot enter into the kingdom already are cast into the lake of fire.
现在这一千年国度的时间完毕了。
And now after the 1,000 years of the kingdom has ended,
那个在神面前继续存着抵挡神的心思的人，也在这一个悖逆的里头完。
Also, those who still have a heart to oppose God during this time has also come to an end.
连到处也是生非来对付神的撒旦，已不进这一次就不仅是扔在无底坑里了，而是扔到火湖里了。
And so this time, Satan is no longer cast into the bottomless pit, but into the lake of fire.
所以圣经这里就说，他们比昼夜受痛苦，直到永永远远。这个是说到。神对罪和罪的源头的那个惩治的结果。
And so here when it says that they shall be tormented day and night forever and ever, it is God's punishment towards sin and the origin of sin.
那罪的源头已经拿走了。
And now the origin of sin has already been taken away.
那所以就不再有骚扰的事情。
And so no longer would there be any disruption.
所以在底上你就看到新天新地的出现有了基础了。
And so later then we can see there's a foundation that's laid for the new heaven and new earth to appear.
但在新天新地出现以前还有一点点的事情要把它清理好。
But before the new heaven and new earth shall appear, there's still some matters to take care of.
然后新天新地才会出来。
And then the new heaven and new earth shall appear.
那是什么呢？
What is that?
那弟兄姊妹记得。
Brothers and sisters, remember.
在国度最末后的悖逆的事啊，那是活的人。
Now the last revolt during the end of the kingdom is those who are living.
但是在国度里边已经有好些人没有到那个时候就死掉了。
But there are still some before that event had already died during the kingdom.
还有在旧约的里边的一些人，我包括一些属神的人，我们不知道他们复活了没有，或者什么时候复活，我们不舍把他们也包括在里边。他很好多好多旧约的人还没有复活。
And so there are still many, many in the Old Testament that have not yet been risen, even those who are belonging to God, whom we do not know when they were risen, we'll just include them in this group as well.
这些人没有复活，也就是说出他们的事情在神面前还没有了结。
And so that the matter that they have not yet been risen means that their situation before God has not yet ended.
所以从第十一节开始。
So from verse 11 on,
那就回到启示录二十章了。
Now we're returning to Revelation chapter 20.
从第十一节开始。
Starting from verse 11.
你就看到有一个审判显出来。
You see there's a judgment that appears.
这个审判我们一般称它为白色大宝座的审判。
Now in general, we call this the judgment before the great white throne.
这个是真的是最后的一个审判。
Now indeed, this is the very last judgment.
那弟兄姊妹，我们注意到，当我们的主回来的时候，他带来好些个审判。
Now brothers and sisters, you take note, when our Lord returns, he brings forth many judgments along with him.
教会是第一个受审判的。
Now the church will be first who are judged.
这个就称为基督台前的审判。
And that is the judgment before the judgment seat of Christ.
因为圣经上边明明的说，审判要从神的家开始。
Because the scriptures tell us clearly that judgment will begin with the house of God.
我们的神是公义的神。
Our God is a righteous God.
他不会偏袒自己人。
That he is not partial to those who belong to him.
自己人如果是不对，神还是要审判。
If those who belong to him are not right, he will still judge them.
所以审判是从神的家
So therefore, judgment begins with the house of God.
那这是一个审判。
That's one judgment.
另外，我们提过的有以色列的审判。
And then we also mentioned the judgment of Israel.
有山羊绵羊的审判，就是列国的审判。
And that's the judgment of the nations. That is the judgment of the sheep and goats.
那教会受审判是在被提以后。
And the church being judged is after rapture.
那国度这个以色列的审判跟山羊列国的审判是在国度开始以前。
Now the judgment of Israel and of all nations, that is the judgment of sheep and goats before the kingdom.
因为这两个审判乃是要决定那是存留在地上的人进国度的资能否进国度的那个资格。
Because those two judgments are to judge those who are qualified to enter into the kingdom or not.
所以还剩下许许多多的人，他们都死掉了。
And so there are still many that have already died.
以后在国度里边还有一些人会死掉了。
And later on, there will still be others who will die in the kingdom.
那这些人，没有啊，在审判里边给带到最幕后的了结的光景。
And so these people have not been brought into the condition of the last judgment.
那什么时候？神审判他们呢
And so when would it be that God judges them?
国度完结新天新地要开始以前就有一个称为白色大宝座的审判
And so it is at the end of the kingdom before the new heaven and the earth there is this judgment of the great white throne
那这一个审判一显出来的时候
Now when this judgment appears
我们就 看到旧天旧地受审判
We see that the old heaven and old earth will be judged.
死了的人受审判
And those who are dead will be judged.
那旧天旧地受审判，弟兄姊妹们可以比较，对照一下彼得后书第三章。
Now for the judgment of the old heaven and old earth, brothers and sisters can take a reflection of 2 Peter chapter 3.
这个旧天和旧地就是现在我们所活着我们眼睛所看的 见的这个天地你说也要废掉啊。
And so this judgment of the whole heaven and old earth is the very earth we're living on right now, the sky that we see, this will be judged.
我们从彼得后书三章上面我们看到是要废掉
And from 2 Peter chapter 3 we see yes it will pass away
那为什么要废掉呢
Now why would it pass away
用最简单的话来说
Simply put
这个旧天地都是给罪沾染的
It is because this old heaven and old earth has been defiled by sin
天是给撒旦沾染的
Now heaven was defiled by Satan
地是给人沾染的。
Now the land, the earth was devoured by man.
那现在地那个撒旦跟悖逆的人都已经处理掉了。
Now Satan and those who rebel have already been dealt with.
所以他们所沾染了的那个天和地也都要过去了，全不要了。
So the heaven and earth which they have defiled, God will be done away with. God does not want it.
那因此弟兄姊妹就看见罪的可怕。是可怕在什么地方
And so brothers and sisters, you can see how terrible, how horrible sin is.
他所沾染到的事物全都要在神的面前清除。
That all that has been defiled by it will be done away with before God.
所以在这里说十一节我就看见一个白色的大宝座与坐在上面的从他面前天地都逃避再无可见之处
And I saw a great white throne and him that who sat on it from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away and there was found no place for them
这个是旧天和旧地的完结
This is the ending of the old heaven and old earth
然后你就看到了十二节
And then verse 12 you see
我又看见死了的人无论大小都站在宝座前
And I saw the dead small and great stand before God
这个是第二次的复活了
And this is the second resurrection
那这个话我们可以对照约翰福音第五章二十八节
Now these words we can have a reference in Gospel according to John chapter 5 verse 28
那里我们的主在地上的时候曾经说
There our Lord said when he was on earth
到了那一个时候
At that time
在坟墓里的人 要听见人子的声音。
Although,
听见神儿子的声音。
All those who are dead shall hear the voice of the Son of Man.
听见的人都活过来了。
And all those who hear his voice shall come forth.
行善的复活得生。
They that have done good unto the resurrection of life.
做错的复活受审判。
And they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation.
那弟兄姊妹，你留意主当时所说的那一句话。
Now, brothers and sisters, the spoken word of our Lord now has been fulfilled.
约翰五章我们主说的那个话不是指着教会。
Now, the words of our Lord spoken in John chapter 5 is not speaking of the church.
那是指着最末了的这一个审判。
But it's speaking of the very last judgment here.
因为只有这一个审判才和主那个宣告是完全对照的起来。
Because only that, only this judgment can reflect the word spoken by our Lord there.
只有在那一个时候，死人听见神儿子的声音就复活。
It is only at that time when the dead shall hear his voice shall be risen.
行善的就复活得生，
and
做过的就复活受刑罚。
And those who have done good would be unto the resurrection of life, and those who have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation.
那现在在启示录二十章，我们看到这个事。
And so here in Revelation chapter 20, we see this fact.
约翰在那里说，我又看见那个死了的人，无论大小，都站在宝座前。
And here John says, I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God.
在哪里做什么呢？
What are they doing there?
在哪里受审判？
There they are judged.
十二节的末了就说到他们受审判。
At the end of verse 12 it says they are judged.
那他们受审判是根据什么呢？
And what, according to what are they judged?
那弟兄姊妹你注意了，这里边和平常基督教的传统里边所说的那我们细细地看的时候是有点出入了。
Now pay attention and what they say.
我小的时候受的教导。
And what I was taught when I was young.
就是说人如果是在白色大宝座出现了，那死定了。
And my impression is that if you appear during the great white throne, then you are damned.
永远灭亡定了。
Then that is that you will enter into eternal damnation.
所以我们信主的人不会出现在白色大宝座。
And so for us who believe in the Lord, we will not appear at the great white throne.
那这个话对了一半。
Now those words are half correct.
但是有一半不那么准确。
But there's other half that's not that correct.
对的那一半就是教会不在白色大宝座。
The correct part of those words is that the church will not appear before the great white throne.
因为教会受审判老早在被提的时候已经执行过了。
Because the judgment of the church has taken place long ago when the church was raptured.
白色大宝座不是为着教会。
Now the great white throne is not established for the church.
白色大宝座是为着所有的死人的。
Now the great white throne is established for all those who are dead.
但是这个死人呢又有讲究了。
But there's also some distinction amongst the dead.
待会我们再碰它。
We'll touch upon that later.
我们先来留意。
Now we'll pay attention first.
那来到白色大宝座的人他们都要受审判。
And so all those who come before the great white throne will be judged.
那他们受的是什么审判？
Now what kind of judgment are they judged with?
白色大宝座的审判的结局就是永远的灭亡。
Now the judgment of the great white throne is eternal damnation.
那根据什么来断定那些人要到永远的灭亡，或者不要到永远的灭亡？
So according to what is it judged that those will enter into eternal damnation or not?
那我们就要来看这个审判的那个过程。
Then we have to see the process of how they are judged.
弟兄姊妹，你留意在白色大宝座那里。
Brothers and sisters, if you take note there at the great white throne,
有一些案卷展开了。
There are books that are opened.
我们中文只是说案卷，但是应该加有一些案卷展开了，那就完整一点。
And so in the Chinese translation, it just says that the books were opened, but it should be and some books were opened.
有一些案卷展开了。
And some books were opened.
并且另有一卷展开。
And another book was opened.
那这个是单数的。
And so that is singular.
上面那个是众数的。
Now the books were plural.
另外的那个单数的那个卷就称为生命册。
And so another book that is called the book of life.
然后就说了死了的人 都凭着这是案卷所记载的，照他们所行的受审判。
And the dead would judge out of those things which are written in the book according to their works.
那我们就看到了，那一些案卷是什么
？And then we can see what those books are.
那些案卷就是那是所有那些称为死人的人，他们一生里边的生活、动作、思想。各种各样的事物的记录。
And so we can realize that the books are the recording of those who are dead, those who are called, those who are dead, and the recording of their life, their actions, their thoughts, all everything about them.
这些记录啊，记录了他们也许自己都忘记了的事。
Now this book records things maybe even they themselves have forgotten.
但是到审判的时候
，But at the time of judgment,
案卷一打开
，As these books are opened,
事情就很明显。很明显
then the things become very clear.
所以有人说将来到白色大宝座的面前审判啊。
And so there are some that says when you are at the judgment of the great white throne,
律师的辩论是没有条件的。
That there is no place found for the debate of the lawyers.
因为在那一个时候啊，所有接受审判的人所受的控告都有真凭实据在哪里
？Because at that time, all those who are judged there, there is evidence, the proof of evidence there.
这就是这些案卷所记录下来的。
And so that is recorded in these books.
某年某时某日，某人在某某地方做了什么事
？And so it is so and so on such a day, where has done something.
都清清楚楚，有记录在那里。
It is all recorded very clearly there.
所以有弟兄就说。
And so there's some brethren that
say. 将来审判的时候啊。
In the judgment.
这是案卷一打开。
As these books are opened.
那些受审判的人就好像看电影一样。
And so those who are judged are just like looking at a movie.
把他从小一直到他。死亡的日子在一段的时间里头所有的事情都一幕一幕一幕的再给他自己看一遍
And so all the things throughout that person's life from his born to his dead would screen by screen allow for them to see once again
那人就没办法推回了
And so this man would be without excuse
你不能说我找一个律师来给我辩护
You cannot say I'll find a lawyer to argue for me
律师也没有用
There is no use for the lawyers
地上的律师可以给那一个棒球明星啊，足球，美国足球明星变得没有罪。
And so maybe the lawyers can argue till even the football star of this earth can be without sin.
但是到了那一天啊
，But at that day，
这个案卷一打开
，When these books are opened。
他就会看见。
Then they'll see.
我当年做了什么事
？What I've done in those days.
我怎么弄死了一个人
？How I've killed someone.
我又怎么那样做了一些那个埋没证据湮灭证据的那个事
？And how I tried to get rid of the evidence.
全都出来了。
Everything will appear.
你说我没做啊
？You say I did not do it.
审判的时候你看看。
And so at the judgment you will see it.
那个是不是你呢
？Is that you?
好像是我
it looks like me
不是好像是你啦根本就是你啦
it does not look like you it is you
没话好讲了
then there is no excuse
只能俯首认罪
you can only plead guilty
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters
我们看见当时在审判的时候有两种的案卷
we can see at the judgment there are two books
一个案卷就是人犯罪的记录
one type of those books is a recording of all men's activity
这一个记录一摆出来就叫罪人无可推诿
and when these recordings are placed forth it is for the sinners to be without excuse
让这些人不得不承认自己是罪人
and so these people must confess that they are sinners
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters
那一个时候承认自己是罪人就太晚了
At that time for you to confess that you're a sinner, it is too late.
现在承认自己是罪人，感谢主， 主给我们有路。
If you confess you're a sinner now, we thank the Lord, He has a way out for us.
但到了那一个时候才承认自己是罪人，那太晚了。
But if at that time you confess that you're a sinner, it is too late.
没机会了。
There's no more chance.
都是定案了。
It is time for the verdict.
那为什么我这样说呢？
Why do I say that?
弟兄姊妹，我们就要看另外一个案卷。
Then brothers and sisters, we have to look at the other book.
那另外一个案卷是什么？
Now what is the other book?
那里很清楚说生命册。
There it says very clearly, it's the book of life.
那这两个案卷是作为审判的根据。
Now these two types of books are the foundation for the judgment.
但是我们要留意了。
But we have to pay attention.
审判是根据这两个记录。
That the judgment is according to these two recordings.
但是定罪这是根据其中的一个定记录。
But to be found guilty, it is only according to one of the one type of the book.
那按照人一般的情形来说，定罪应该是根据那一个记录那个犯罪过程的那个案卷。
And so, according to man's way of thinking, whether you're guilty or not should be according to the books which record their living.
但是在这里给我们看见，这个案卷不拿来定罪。
But we see that those books are not used for the verdict.
这一个案卷是拿来叫人不能推诿。自己是罪人。
But we can see the function of those books. It is so that man can be without excuse that they are sinners.
但是定罪呢？
But for the verdict,
却是根据生命册。
It is according to the book of life.
它不根据你做了什么。
It is not according to what you have done.
因为所有的人所做的都是在神面前给定罪的。
Because all the actions of man before God are to be condemned.
所以神根本就不根据那个来做定罪。
So God does not condemn according to those books.
那神根据什么来定罪呢？
So by what does God condemn?
生命册。
It is by the book of life.
所以看到第末了的那一节书。
So you can see the last verse, verse 15.
若有人的名字没记在生命册上，他就被扔在火湖里。
And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire.
你看见那个定罪是根据那个生命册。
So you can see you're condemned according to the book of life.
为什么根据生命册？
Why is it according to the book of life?
那弟兄姊妹，我们不能不感谢我们的。
Brothers and sisters, we cannot but thank our God.
因为这个生命册从远古远古以前，神已经为人预备了。
Because this book of life long ago of old, God has prepared it for man.
弟兄姊妹，你记得？
Brothers and sisters, you remember?
摩西在山上求神，非要和他的百姓一同进迦南不可。
That Moses pleaded with God on the mountain that he must enter the land of Canaan with the people.
那摩西就说。
Moses said,
神啊，如果你不跟他们去，
God, if you do not go with them,
你倒不如把我的名字从生命册上除掉好了。
Why would you not then just take my name, wipe it out from the book of life?
我宁愿在你的面前承担所有的那个罪责。
That I rather bear all the sin before you.
你一定要和你的百姓一同进
山。That you must go with your people into the land of Canaan.
就是你就看到那个时候就已经看到生命册的记录了。
Brothers and sisters, then you see even then the book of life was recorded for us.
在摩西以前有没有在有生命册的记录的出现呢？在我的记忆里边是好像没有。
Now in my recollection, maybe the term book of life did not yet appear before when Moses mentioned it at that time.
但是我不敢说一定没有。
I dare not say that is absolutely the case.
但是不管有没有提到，我们已经有足够的资料确定，在神那里有一个车子叫做生命车。
Now, regardless if it was mentioned before Moses mentioned that time or not, we already have sufficient information that with God there is this book of life.
这个生命车是什么呢？
And what is this book of life?
这个生命车。
Now, this book of life.
不是从前老一百几十年前中国的教会，那个外国的教会也都有，凡是所谓不管你怎么了，你只要说你是信主，那是教会的名册上就有你的名字。
And so that is not the book of life that's referred to about a century ago, whether in China or overseas, that they, if you are in the church, they have your name in the book.
这个是好些教会只称它为生命册。
And maybe the church refers to that book as the book of life.
不过这里的生命册不是指着那一个。
But
那一个没有什么意思。
The book of life mentioned here is not that book of life, and that book of life has no meaning at all.
是在神那里。
But this book of life is where God is.
那是记录着那些 寻求神的人。
It records the names of those who seek after God.
按照神的方法来等候神、仰望神、寻求神的人。
And those who wait upon God, seek after God, and long for God according to God's way.
那弟兄姊妹们，这个很重要。
Brothers and sisters, now that's very important.
在旧约的时候。
Because in the Old Testament,
律法还没传下来以前。
Before the law was given.
弟兄姊妹，你看到。那些寻求神的人，他们已经懂得怎样去寻求神。
Brothers and sisters, you already realized, and those who sought after God knew how to seek after God.
亚伯，他知道怎样寻求神。
Abel, he knew how to seek after God.
挪亚，他知道怎样寻求神。
Noah, he knew how to seek after God.
亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各，他们都知道怎样寻求神。
Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, they all knew how to seek after God.
那么这些人都是在神把律法赐下来以前。
Now these people, they all appeared before God gave the law.
那他们怎么寻求神呢?
And so how did they seek after God?
你看到他们寻求神都是借着献祭的事情。
And so you can see they sought after God through the matter of sacrifice.
那等到律法传下来的时候，就更明确的指明寻求神那一个手续是怎样。
And so after the law was given, it was even more clear than the procedure by which you can seek after God.
那个律法的里边提到献祭的事，说的又明确又详细。
In the law, the matter concerning sacrifice was so clear and so much in detail.
那所有实在按照神的方法去寻求神的，他们的名字都给记在生命册上。
And so truly, those who seek after God according to God's way, their names will be recorded in the book of life.
那些不寻求神的，或是不按照神的方法来寻求神的，那他们的名字就不可能记在生命册上。
And so those who did not seek after God, those who did not seek after God according to His way, will not be recorded in the book of life.
那就是白色大宝座审判的时候，这个生命册就显出来了。
And so now at the great white, the judgment of the great white throne, the book of life appears.
时候就看你的名字在不在生命册上。
And when it is time to condemn of sins, to see whether your name is in the book of life.
如果你的名字不在生命册上，那你就是只有到火湖里去。
Now if your name is not in the book of life, you will be cast into the lake of fire.
如果你的名字是在生命册上，那火湖就没有你的份。
Now if your name is in the book of life, then you have no part in the lake of fire.
这个就是生命册在审判的时候所显出的功用。
And so that is the function of the book of life during the judgment.
那弟兄姊妹们，这是非常非常重要的。
Brothers and sisters, that's a very, very important thing.
你说神为什么根据他们的行为来定罪，而根据生命册来定罪呢？
You question then why does not God judge them according to the actions but by the book of life?
审判既然是根据那个行为的记录，那定罪也应该是根据那个行为的记录啊。
And so, since judgment is by the recording of their actions, then the condemnation should also be according to the actions.
这弟兄姊妹们，
But brothers and sisters,
如果神没有舍弃他的独生子为人来做那个救赎的工作。
But if God did not forsake His only begotten Son to complete the matter of salvation,
审判就定然是根据人的所作。
Yes, then surely condemnation would be according to the action of man.
这是感谢我们的神。
But we thank our God.
他交出他的独生子的时候。
Since He gave forth His only begotten Son.
他的独生子在十字架上的死。
The death of His only begotten Son upon the cross.
不是单单只为信耶稣的人。Not only for.
It is not only for those who believe in Jesus.
而是为了所有的人。
But it is for all.
比如说你读约翰一书第二章，你就读到这个事实。
Brothers and sisters, if you read 1 John chapter 2, you'll read that.
神儿子是为着普世的人的罪而死。
That the Son of God has died for the sins of all.
是神的儿子既然为普世的人而死，
Now if he died for the sins of all,
那人的罪就因着神的儿子的死而有了一个了结。
Then man's sins then because of the death of the Son of God has an end.
但是问题在这里，
But that is the issue.
神儿子替人死了这个事实，
Yes, the Son of God has died for man, that fact is not changed.
但是人有没有接受神儿子为他做这个事呢？
But yet did man receive the Son of God in doing this for them?
如果人接受神儿子为他死这个事，那当然他就得了赦免，
now,
得了拯救。
Now if man does receive the fact that the Son of God has died for him and his sin, then he will be pardoned and he will be saved.
但是人如果 没有接受神儿子死的这一个事实。
But yet, if man does not receive the fact that the Son of God has died for them,
虽然神的儿子是为他死了
though the Son of Man has died for him,
但是因为他不接受神的儿子，他就没有想用神儿子为他做成的这一个救赎的大功。
But because he did not receive this, then he did not receive the great work that the Son of God has done for him.
那所以弟兄姊妹你就看到。
So brothers and sisters, then you can see.
为什么在那个时候审判要摆出两样的不同的那个案卷呢？
Why is it then at the judgment there will be two types of books placed forth?
这一个要叫你知道你是罪人，你无可推诿。
Some books would be show that to show that you're a sinner without excuse.
而这一个案卷是说出你是罪人还不打紧，但是你愚昧到要拒绝神的儿子，所以在这一个生命册上找不到你的名字，所以你只好到火湖里去。
And so in the other book, then it is written that even if you are foolish, that is fine, but it's because you have been so foolish that you did not accept the Son of God, then you will be cast, and your name is not found therein, then you'll be cast into the lake of fire. So brothers and sisters, you can see, then it is not according to what you have done, but it is to see whether you have the Son of God. We thank God.
到了最后审判的时候，神仍然让他儿子的所作在那里显出神的怜悯。
In the last judgment, God even still uses the manifests the mercy that is done by His Son.
那现在我们要来总结一下这一个。
And so now we have to conclude this little bit.
照着经文上的记载。
According to the scriptures.
不是说所有到白色大宝座的人都没有盼望的。
It is not that all those who appear before the great white throne is without hope.
以前我受的教导就是说，你到白色宝座你就没前途了。
In the past, the teaching that I was influenced with that as long as you appear before the great white throne, you have no future.
但弟兄姊妹，我们看到神的话语的时候
，But brothers and sisters, as we look into the Word of God,
我们。就看到事实的完整，应该是使人听见神儿子的声音，就从坟墓里边出来，一部分复活定罪，一部分复活得生。
But we can see then by the word of God, when they hear the voice of the Son of Man, they will come forth, and some will be unto the resurrection of life, and some unto the resurrection of damnation.
什么人得生？
Who are those that will have life?
名字在生命册上。
If their names are in the book of life.
但是这问题在这里了。
But then that is the question.
你说主耶稣钉十字架的以前，已经有很多旧约的时候的人死掉了。
You say that before the Lord was crucified on the cross, many have died in the Old Testament.
那他们怎么连上神的儿子呢？
So then how are they connected to the Son of God?
那比如说你记得刚才我提到那个时候准确的寻求神的方法，就叫他们的名字。
Now, brothers and sisters, if you remember what I said, that if they sought after God accurately, then their names would be recorded in the book of life.
因为那些人是预先是知取神儿子为人死的那个事实。
And because they have already for appropriated the fact that the Son of God has died for them.
所以弟兄姊妹，你读到希伯来书的时候，你读到那里用的词啊。很有意思。
And so brothers and sisters, when you read into Hebrews, then you can find it very meaningful in the words that are used.
那里说到在旧约里边献祭的时候所产生的那个功用。
There it speaks of the sacrifice in the Old Testament and the function thereof.
是遮盖罪。
It is to cover sin.
是暂时的把它盖住。
It is to temporarily cover the sin.
神不看它了。
That God does not look at it.
那盖到什么时候呢？
Now when are they covered till?
盖到我们的主钉十字架的时候。
It is covered until our Lord was crucified on the cross.
那就不需再遮盖了。
No longer does it need to be covered.
因为那个他们就可以从那个给遮盖的情形的里边真的是给神忘记他们的罪孽了。
That they are covered until then, God will truly then forget about their sin.
但是对教会来说呢？
But as for the church,
就是主钉十字架的事情。 做成功以后呢
？That after our Lord has accomplished the work of the cross，
你就看见在神儿女们的身上再没有遮盖罪的事实。
Then you can see upon the children of God there is no fact of the covering of sin。
大卫写诗歌说得遮盖其罪的人呢，这人是有福了。
And when David wrote his psalms, he says, "Blessed are they whose sins are covered."
但是在新约的时候，你再也没有看见遮盖的事情了。
But in the New Testament, you do not see this matter of the sins being covered.
因为在新约的里边，神儿子的死所显明的那个功用是洗净。
Because the function of the New Testament in the work of the Son of God, it is to cleanse us of our sins.
遮盖。
To cover.
那个污点还在。
That the stain is still there.
洗净
，But if you're to cleanse，
污点没有
，Then there is no more stain。
事实固然没有了，污点都没有。
Of course, the fact has been done away with, even the stain。
感谢主。
We thank the Lord。
这个是在这个审判里边给我们所看到的。
We can see that in this judgment。
但是弟兄姊妹们
，But brothers and sisters，
在这段话的里边还有一件事情。我们留意到的。
In these words, we still have a point we have to pay attention to.
因为在那个时候，大小无死掉的人，无论大小，都站在白色大宝座的面前。
Because all those who are dead, whether great or small, will stand before God.
那这些死人从哪里跑出来
？And so, where do these the dead come from?
那当然，他们是其中一部分是复活了。
And of course, a part of them have been risen.
但是你留意这里
But if you pay attention to here,
他说海交出其中的死人
And the sea gave up the dead,
死亡和阴间也交出其中的死人
And death and hell delivered up the dead.
弟兄姊妹，我们如果就是我们的一般的那个领会啊
Now brothers and sisters, according to our understanding,
这有什么不一样呢
What's the difference here?
死亡和阴间不是把海也包括在里头吗
？And so does not hell and death even include the sea?
因为所有的死人都要都在阴间的也好，在死亡也好。
Because all the dead, whether it's in hell or in death,
总会包括在海里给淹死的人。
Surely it will include those who have drowned in the sea.
因为我们的想法并不是这样。
Because that is our way of thinking.
但是主的话这样写出来的时候
，But as our Lord's words are written in this way,
阴间和死亡的是两回事。
That if you die in the sea or you die in hell and death, it seems like it's two different things.
那究竟是怎么回事呢
？So what is going on here?
弟兄姊妹们，这是我们很容易忽略的。
Brothers and sisters, it's something that we can be careless about.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
教会被提的那一件事情给我们一些提示。
That the matter of the church being raptured, it shows us some hints.
弟兄姊妹，你晓得当主回来教会被提的时候。
Brothers and sisters, you recall it when the Lord returns and the church is raptured.
并不是所有的被提的人都是从坟墓里复活的。
It is not all arisen from the grave.
其中有一部分是活着等到主来的时候的。
There will be a group that's living that has wait for the Lord's return.
他们在复活的大能里面，身体改变，被接到主的那里去。
And in the might of His resurrection, their bodies transform and they're received to where the Lord is.
白色大宝座的审判应该也是这样的一个光景。
Now the judgment before the great white throne should be the same condition.
当白色大宝座设立在哪里的时候
？Now when the great white throne is established.
当然，那些死掉了的人从阴间和死亡里头复活出来。
And of course, those who are dead in hell and death shall be will come forth.
但是在国度末了的时候，那些活着的人呢
？But what about those who are still living in the kingdom?
你说他们不是在被最后背叛的时候都死光了吗
you question maybe they all died during the last revolt
但这里没有说
but here it does not say
以西结书三十八三十九也没有说
in Ezekiel chapter 38-39 does not say
这里说的是出会打仗的那一些
but here it says of those who are in war
是军兵呢
they're soldiers
那其他的人呢
what about the
老人呢
what about the old
妇女呢
the woman
小孩呢
the children
他们不去战场呢
They did not go to the war.
那他们就如果说上战场的都死光，但这些不死不了。
And so maybe those who went to war, they all died, but the rest that remained did not die.
那说一到白色大宝座 审判显出来的时候
，and so at the judgment of the great white throne，
绝大部分是从死里复活的死人。
Yeah, a great part of them are those who are risen from the dead。
其中有相当的部分是活着的死人。
But there is also a majority of them; those are the dead who are still living。
我给他说是，一些是真死人，一些是活死人。
I refer to them as those who are truly dead and those who are the living dead。
那这个话有根据的。
And so there is some foundation for these words。
弟兄们，记得我们的主在地上的时候。
Brothers and sisters, remember when our Lord was on earth。
啊，他呼召人来跟随他。
When he called for man to follow him。Some say,
容我回去埋葬我的父亲，我再来跟随你。
Let me first go home and bury my father before I follow you.
主怎么说？
What did the Lord say?
埋葬死人。
Let the dead bury the dead.
你来跟随我。
You come follow me.
死人怎么可以埋葬死人？
So how can the dead bury the dead?
那弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
这给我们一个提示。
That gives us a hint.
那真的是活死人埋葬真死人。
It is the living dead burying the true dead.
那也就是说，如果我们不接受救恩的人，在神眼中看来，也是一个死人。
And so that means those who does not receive salvation in the sight of God, they are just as dead.
虽然在人眼中看来他们是活的。
So even though in the sight of man they are living.
但在神的面前他们仍然是死。
But in the presence of God, they are still dead.
正因着这样。
And because of that,
我们就留意在这里。
Then we have to pay attention here.
还要再交出其中的死人。
That the sea will give up the dead.
死亡和阴间也交出其中的死人。
And death and hell will deliver up the dead.
他们都照个人所行的受审判。
And they will judge every man according to their works.
那死亡和阴间就是死亡和阴间。
And so death and hell is death and hell.
啊，那就是在坟墓里边的那一些了。
And that is those who are in the grave.
那海呢？
What about the sea?
你说的在海里淹死的，大概他没有坟呢。
And so maybe you say those who are drowning in the sea, they don't have a grave.
我想不是。
I don't think.
我想，如果主给我们看到那个光景的话，我们就看到这里海一定是有另外的一个意思。
If the Lord shows us that condition, then I think the sea has another meaning here.
因为海在神眼中看来是一个很严肃、很严重的事。
Because the sea in God's sight is a very serious matter.
我们转到二十一章看第一节。
If we go to chapter 21, look at verse 1.
最末了的那一句。
The last part.
海也不再有了。
And there was no more sea.
那上面说旧的天地在无可见之处。
Previously it says that there is no place for them, for the heaven and earth.
21章那里又说到海也不再有了。
And in chapter 21 it says there is no more sea.
那也就是说了海要给废掉了。
And so that means the sea will also be done away with.
那我们从前已经提过。
Now we may mention previously.
海是什么呢？
What is the sea?
海是撒旦的巢穴。
Now the sea is the headquarters, the nest of Satan.
撒旦的那个住处。
It is where Satan dwells.
所以以前我们看到敌基督是从海里上来的。
We also saw that the Antichrist came from the sea.
假先知从海里上来。
That the false prophet came from the sea.
龙呢？
And the dragon.
它也就是沿海做它的居所了。
It was also dwelling in the sea.
就是你就留意到了创世纪第一章。
Brothers and sisters, then you notice in Revelation chapter 1.
起初神创造天地。
In Genesis chapter 1, when God created the heaven and earth.
地成了空虚混沌，渊面黑暗。
That the land was formless and void, and there was darkness that filled the land.
为什么会那个地成了空虚混沌，渊面黑暗？
Why was the land filled with darkness and formless and void?
当神没有显明他恢复的工作的时候，在那个地和那个水里边，我们的神好像是还不能碰。
And so.Seems like before God recovered his work in the water and in the land, God cannot touch it.
因为神的灵只能运行在水面上。
Because the Spirit of God can only hover on the water.
我弟兄姊妹们，我们一再都提到了。
Brothers and sisters, we have mentioned repeatedly.
在格拉西的那一群猪，附在这群猪上面的鬼。
The evil spirit that was cast upon the swine in Gerasene.
那主把他赶出来的时候，他要求到哪去？
When the Lord cast him out, where did they ask to go?
让我到海里去。
Let me go to the sea.
为什么到海里去？
Why to the sea?
那里是他们的巢穴。
Because that is their nest.
那所以弟兄姊妹，在这里我们可以从灵地的里边 领会到了。
And so brothers and sisters, here by the spiritual meaning we can understand.
海是撒旦的居处。
But the sea is the dwelling place of Satan.
也就是掌死权的魔鬼的权，他的权势所在的地方。
It is the devil and his dwelling place, the one who holds the power of death.
死亡的权势在那里设立的地方。
And that is where the power of death is established.
弟兄姊妹，海的确是很可怕。
Brothers and sisters, indeed the sea is very frightening.
我们不扯那么远。
We won't go too far.
我们只要体会这里面所说到的。
As long as we understand what is spoken of here.
海交出池中的死人。
That the sea gave up the dead.
死亡和阴间交出池中的死人。
Death and hell delivered up the dead.
那就是说
that is to say,
整个死亡的权势到这里有彻底的结束。
The power of death here is completely done away with.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看到白色大宝座结束了多少？
So brothers and sisters, you can see how many things the great white throne has done away with.
结束了所有犯罪的源头。
It has done away with all the sources of sin.
和权势
and the power.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
所以到了白色大宝座显现的时候
So when the great white throne appears,
撒旦没有了。
Satan has ended.
敌基督假先知没有了。
There's no more antichrist and the false prophet.
抵挡神的人没有了。
All those who oppose God has finished.
显明这个罪的权势的那是地方也没有了。
And all the areas that manifest the power of death is finished. We thank the Lord.
那你看着白色大宝座前，把这一切都结束了。
So we can see after the great white throne has done away with all these.
二十一章你就看到。
Chapter 21, then you can see the new heaven and new earth.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们看到神把他起初的那个心思到了这里的时候。就完成了。
We can see then the heart of God and His original heart has been finished here.
严格的说起来
To be very strict.
第七印的结束是结束在这里。
That it is here that ends the seventh seal.
不过我们如果不那么严谨的，那么我们就说到国度以前就算是结束了。
But if we are not that strict, then we say it is before the kingdom that the seal ends.
但是我们如果是很严格的话
But if we are to be utmost strict
第七个印接起来的时候是到这里才完结
That after the seventh seal is opened It is only till here then it ends
那一卷书卷里边所记载的才能完全的打开
Then all that is recorded in that book can be completely opened
我们感谢主
We thank the Lord
所以到了二十一章的时候
And so, after chapter 21,
我们就看见那个荣耀的结局。
We can see the glorious end.
神那个荣耀的作为的完成。
We can see the completion of the glorious work of God.
我们都仰望等候那个日子。
We look and long for that day.
但是用怎样去仰望等候呢?
But how do we look and long for that day?
按照主自己的话来跟随他。
It is according to the word of the Lord that we follow him.
让他得着我们来成全教会的建造。
That he will gain us as the building for the church.
把国度引进来。
That we can usher in the kingdom.
最末了。
At the end.
要毁灭的仇敌就是死。
That the enemy that needs to be destroyed is death.
那是二十章的末了。
That is at the end of chapter 20.
那就带进神的永远的旨意的完成。
Then we'll bring forth the completion of the eternal will of God.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
我们都仰望那一天快快来到。
We all look to that day that will quickly come.
虽然我们肯定没有一个人在地上等到那一天。
Even though we are sure that no one on earth can wait for that day.
因为神也不要我们等到那一天在地上。
Because God does not want us to wait for that day on earth.
因为他要来把我们先接走。
Because he will first come and receive us.
我们在被提里给带进他的荣耀。
That in rapture will be led into his glory.
我们是在荣耀里面去看神完成他所要做的这一切。
That we will see God bring a completion to his work in glory.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们也仰望主。
We also look to Him.
因为他所要做的，一定按照他的时间来完成。
Because He will complete all that He will do in His time.
我们今天晚上的交通就停在这。
We'll end our sharing here tonight.
下礼拜二我们就看新天新地了。
Next Tuesday we'll look into new heaven and new earth.
巴不得主给我们一个更明亮的心思和一个更敏锐的灵来接触他荣耀的结局。
May the Lord give us a very alert spirit, a very sensitive spirit to look into the glorious end completion.
我们今天晚上就停在这里。
We end here tonight.